5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Be a man, don't be a bitch. Be a man, don't be a bitch. Be a man, don't be a bitch. In the Blur with JP.
Oh, hey, what's up? How's it going? I'm JP, episode 22. Yeah, I think so. Episode 22. How are you guys doing today? I'm doing great. I hope your weekends were great. Hope people are staying away from the motherfucking police, because we know how we feel about cops nowadays. Gross. But if you want to hear how I feel about cops, watch the last episode, episode 21. All right, it's a good one. I don't even know the title, episode 21, YouTube, all that shit, Spotify, all that shit, all right? Okay, listen to it, love it, enjoy it, consume it, take care of your fucking kids. Take your kids outside and fucking take them outside. Get them off their Fortnite, get them off their fucking Minecraft, get them off their dick. Get your fucking kid out of this room, your teenager, your adolescent, your preteen. Get them out of the fucking house, all right? Have them do something with themselves besides wasting their fucking potential. Poontential is when there's a girl that's really hot and you're like, ooh, poontential. And there's also another thing, like a dickstraction, because she's dickstracting you. You're like, ooh, girl, you be dickstracting me, girl. But enough about me. Let's give a round of applause for my motherfucking guy, Eric. Eric, what's up, cuh? Hey, what's up, cuh? What you into, cuh?
Shit, I'm just cooling. What you feel? How you feeling?
Oh, shit, what you want? I'm fucking just living that life, dog. Yes, dimming sir. The lights,
I like your shades right now.
Oh, what's up?
Yeah, you're setting a real vibe right now.
I bought them in the girl section, dog.
Okay, yeah.
I really do.
Have you ever bought jeans in the girl section?
Nah.
No.
I bought a cardigan in the female section because I thought it was the guy section because it was for chubby girls. So I was like, oh, shit.
Okay.
I understand chubby culture, you know? So I was like, yeah, what's up? Bought the cardigan, but like, females, like the way your clothes, like they like have a high, like little, like a, they have like a elastic.
Okay.
Like it's like
for their boobs
or something like that. Yeah. I didn't like it. I was like, man, I feel like they're like, it's like the curvature,
like the support. Yeah.
I was like, this is a little much. I feel like my figure is changing. Cause I looked in the mirror like, damn, you got thicky, you know, but it was just a female jacket. But female clothes, you know, it's whatever. When I was a kid, I would joke around and wear my mom's bra and shit.
Yeah,
you know?
Nice.
But I don't know if you guys...
How old were you when you stopped doing that?
Probably the same year. You know,
yeah, okay, this didn't last very long.
This is gay, you know? People are afraid to say that, but things can be gay and things can be straight. But you're so straight right now. Wow, you're so straight. When it's straight, giving Eric another round of applause. Yeah, y'all don't know about respect. I barely respect anybody. Some people think I respect them, but deep inside, I don't respect them. But Eric, I respect because he lets me be myself.
That's right. I respect you too, bro.
I respect people that let me be me. If it's hard for you to let me be me, it's hard for me to respect that, you know? Like, what is this? Right. Huh? Is this Asia? No. I'm not going to have a social standard. You know, in Asia, they have like a... I think it's China. They have a... Not Asia, all of Asia. China. Sorry to be ignorant right now. But in China, they have this thing where like it's like an ethic code. Everybody's got to be like, oh, he jaywalked. I saw a fucking Gerald jaywalk. Take 2 points off.
No shit.
Like they're judging people off of like a social standard out there now.
That's crazy.
Yeah, dude, it's fucked up.
I won't be going to China.
Yeah, but Japan, though.
I might pull up to Japan.
I mean,
depends on where. I'll go to the city.
Tokyo. Yeah, why not? Crazy. Oh, dude, that's where it's at, dude. Well,
let's go look at the hills and the countryside of Japan.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Hiroshima. Yeah, yeah. Check out all the nuclear disasters. You know, that place is fucked because of the nuclear. Like, that's why they're all like... Oh, you know, yo, sorry, camera. I wasn't looking at the camera because you know what? You guys are theoretically here watching or not. Like, for me, you motherfuckers, you ain't shit. Oh, I watch your podcast. Suck a fucking dick. No, that's fucked up. But no, I appreciate everybody to watch this shit. I just talk shit. That's what I do. Go to my Instagram and you'll see the behind the scenes of me basically being like, hey, man. Like, I was like, in my last post, I yelled at my mom or whatever. I was joking. But I was like, yo, do the dishes before I fucking hide your medicine. That was tight, dude. And I started talking on calm, like, hey, this is my podcast. But anyway, I would talk about my weekend, but I mean, I can't disclose this information because it dealt with people. Basically, look, people, just surround yourself with people that won't, like, sense a vibe off a person. We talk about vibes. You can fuck up vibes and also have, like, put off a weird vibe. Like, a vibe that's like, yo, this guy's gonna, like, rape me or something. Like, be aware of that shit. Because, like, just be aware of who you put yourself around. You know what I'm saying? Like, relationship-wise, friend-wise, all that shit. Like, just be careful, dude. You know? Like, don't go to McDonald's, you know? Don't go to Burger King. Don't go to Taco Bell. And those three, just stay away. Those are the starters of fast food, so you don't want to go there. They're not evolved. You're cool with Chick-fil-A. You're cool with Chipotle. You're cool with Carl's Jr. I don't know why I'm talking about McDonald's and shit. But, yo, just whatever, dude. I'm high as fuck. I'm about to spark this joint up. But I do have topics today, guys. And I kind of talk about this with Eric a little bit. I'm a big, huge motherfucking fan of The Beauty and The Beast. And one of my favorite songs on that is Be A Guest, Be A Guest. That's try the great stuff. It's delicious. Don't believe us? Ask the dishes. Rewind. Try the great stuff. It's delicious. Don't believe us? Ask the dishes. Gray stuff? What the fuck is gray? I was thinking maybe mashed potatoes, but they're not gray. Like, what's a gray food? Like, did you even think about this? Like, what's
a gray? Oh, yeah, I thought about this for a minute, and I couldn't think of no gray foods, bro. None. Not one.
Try the gray stuff. It's delicious. Don't believe us? Ask the dishes.
Bars,
yeah, facts, right? What? But let's really think. Maybe seal meat or a whale meat might be gray,
right?
Facts, yeah. Or dolphin meat.
Yeah,
try the gray stuff. It's delicious. Wait, whoa!
Talk to me.
Epiphany, bam! Epiphany. Look. Disney is very controlled by China's media, and they very censored their stuff, right? Uh-huh. And where they're like, because Disney changes stuff in the Marvel movies because of China, like in Doctor Strange, his like the ball chick was supposed to be a Taiwanese person, but China is very against Taiwan because of like freeing Tibet and all that shit, and they censored stuff. They always just censor shit in movies from Disney to China. So, Disney, Beauty and the Beast. What if they were, like, talking about eating, like, rice? And, like, try the rice. It's delicious. Don't believe us? Ask the dishes. But then they're like, nah, we fucking eat dolphin meat and shit. It's gray. Just say, but we can't say dolphin. People in America love dolphins and Free Willy and Flipper. We can't say you eat the dolphins. It's delicious. Don't believe us? Ask the dishes? Nah. So they're like, well, it's gray. Call it gray stuff. So China fucked up and censored Beauty and the Beast. And the gray stuff is fucking whale meat. These, where do these like utensils? They're like fucking teapots and carpets and wardrobes and candles and clocks and knickknacks and paddywhacks and give a fucking dog a bone. There's a little dog, a little fucking, what do they call those?
The ottoman. The
foot ottoman. Yeah, there's a dog ottoman. What's eating? Like, And what's fucked up also in that song, the candle's like, his life is just to serve. It's so fucked up. I'm like, wow, dude, y'all slaves. Like, this fucking bitch ass, wolf turning ass motherfucker. Like, ugh. And he was only like 22, too. Did you realize that in that movie? He's 22 years old.
Really?
So it's like, yo, bro, like.
You're a kid still.
Yeah, like, relax. Like, and you're so. And Gaston, oh my God, he can get it. He's sick. You know what I'm saying? And his little homeboy, no one fucks like Gaston. No one sucks like Gaston. Nom, 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 like Gaston. Damn, he knew. He's like, ooh, Gaston. Fuck. Beauty and the Beast. Disney's just a fucked up society, dog. Boy Meets World. I don't know what that has to do with anything. But, yeah, that's what I think about the gray stuff in Beauty and the Beast. One more time. Try the gray stuff. It's delicious. Don't believe us? Ask the dishes. Gray stuff is whale meat and dolphin meat. It's fucked up. Then they be whaling shit. Like, there's that one South Park where, like, all the Chinese people are going into, like, SeaWorld and they're like, oh, dolphin! And they're killing all the dolphins and shit. Oh, God. That shit's hilarious. And South Park is based in Colorado, and that's why I'm a crazy fuck, because Colorado people are crazy fucks. Anyway, I let you guys into my soul too much right now. Let's just close it back up. All right. Anyway, back on it. Now we're going to smoke a fucking J. See, now we chilling again. I turned down the emotion. I turned down the mood. And I will say this. Eric, give these motherfuckers a round of applause for you. We're going to break the world record for a round of applause today. We're going to get like, sorry, I didn't mean to blow the ash like that. You see that 3D, bitch? Yo, we're about to go 3D pretty soon. So be ready for that. You're going to have to get an implant in your eyeballs. We'll pay for it. It's the same people who made the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So you'll be okay. So don't worry about it. You'll get an implant from our Johnson & Johnson implants. That will make you watch YouTube videos in 3D. We've been working on it with like fucking Donald Trump Jr. and fucking Fauci and Putin and fucking DMX. Like so many people have been helping us with this. Oh, DMX. Oh, he died. Yeah, did he die on purpose? No, he's trying to steal our idea. Oh, he's like, oh yeah, that would be cool if we had 3D. Goggles for you too. You know what I'm saying? Ah! And we're like, this motherfucker's trying to take all shit. So what do we have to do? Allegedly, you know, he died of whatever he did. No one even knows what he died of, but who cares? Fuck. I love DMX and all that, but I was just trying to make a joke. But, you know, there's no audience to be like, oh, you crazy. But for real, though, I didn't even know what I was saying. What was I talking about? Like, that led to the DMX shit. Oh, the goggles. Oh, yeah. 3D. We're coming 3D pretty soon. Anyway, guys, I'm a little spry today. It's been a while. I'm trying to be as free as I can today. And these glasses really just making it right. You know what I'm saying? But remember how I talked about judging a couple episodes ago? I thought of some other type of people I can judge without feeling guilty. I like to judge couples, but in a different way. Like, sometimes you look at a couple, like, they're, like, definitely, like, temporarily dating, like, very desperate sex. Like, because one of them's above the other one, like, looks-wise. Or, like, you know, you can tell it sometimes. You're like, that won't last long. Or, oh, he fucks the shit out of her in a mean way. Or, oh, she runs that dude. He's her little bitch. You know, I like to, like, analyze couples to be like, oh, or they're great. That's a great couple. Like, there's great couples, too. Not all couples I look at are shitty. It's like, man, I wish I was in that couple's relationship. And I get all like sympathetic and shit. Like, oh, I want somebody to love, please. But then we don't want somebody to love, because then you're like, oh, we need to do this. We need to do that. It's like, God, like, I want to be free. I have dreams. Like, sometimes when you get in a relationship, sometimes they act like what you do is nothing. And they just get so used to it. They get accustomed to it. Like, famous couples, for instance, like say like Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, you know, they were like, so like, oh, we're so different. We're so, wow, you're so unique and cool. But once they got to know each other and got used to each other, they were just like, cool, you adopt kids from every fucking country. Dope. Let's move on. Like, God, like people get, that's the bad thing about being in long-term relationships, I feel like sometimes. And I'm not just trying to hate on anyone that has them, because sometimes you have a relationship that you don't need that in, because there's no dynamic. Sometimes if the dynamic is great, then that never is your thought. You don't get tired of the person. You're interested the whole time because you see them growing and you accept the growth of that person. And sometimes people don't like give a fuck about their growth or their passions. And it's just like, cool, you're doing your podcast. Cool. Like, I don't care about your comedy stuff or whatever. Or, oh, you're a doctor. Cool, but you're still my wife. Do the fucking di- Or you're my husband. Blah, blah, blah. Who gives a fuck? Like, that's the only thing about sometimes. Like, people do hold each other back in relationships. It's a real thing. I've noticed it in my own life at other occasions. Not recently, but it's a thing. And I feel like people get stuck. And they get so, what's the word? They get comfortable, you know? Just like have some people at jobs that like been working at jobs forever and they don't fucking do the job at all. And you're like, oh, here comes fucking Gertrude, always coming in, clocking in late and not doing any of the work and always on her phone and fucking blah, blah, blah. Always eating lunch, smoking a cigarette, never even fucking working. Who gives a fuck if you've been here for 20 years, bitch? Fucking work to get your shit. It doesn't matter how much time you've been at somewhere, you fucking just work, dog. Do your shit. And even if it's not a regular job, just fucking, you don't get used to it. Don't get comfortable with your job because then you're gone. Don't get comfortable in your relationship because it's gone. Like that, I mean, it's okay to be like always trying to make your girl like see you fresh and be spontaneous because that's what keeps it good. Like when people get stagnant in a relationship, it just fucking just stays the same. You know, like nothing grows from it. And it's just like, wake up, go to work, blah, 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 blah. Like, what? My ex-wife, for instance, she wanted to travel a lot, and I was holding her back from traveling and experiencing her life. We had a kid very young, and I was a little comedian dude, and that kind of held me back because she didn't want me to go places. We both did things to each other that we counteracted us moving further in life, you know? And, I mean, some people, when they break up, they fucking try to blame the other person all the time. We were both at fault. We both held each other back. And now we're not. Now we're both excelling. She's doing her thing, traveling, being great. Work it, girl. Me, I'm fucking doing my comedy, podcast around great people, smoking that chronic shit, jacking off to any kind of porn I want. Get it, girl. All right? Just... try the gray stuff. It's delicious. Don't believe us? Ask the dishes. You know, that's real shit. Watch old Disney movies, dog. They got some bars. No, 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 no. Bars. A candle. Yeah. All right, sorry. I went out of the way in the microwave. All right, concentrate, Josh. Fuck. Be our guest. Judging couples. Look, sometimes... oh, and also, sometimes you're just like, man, I could do better. I could be better than that guy. I'm the guy. I show love. I'm intimate. I kiss. I touch. I cuddle. I'm also a dick. I can be all those things. Just let me have a chance. That's how you feel when you see some couples or girls like, I can ride dick. I can swallow cum. Nah, 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 nah. I don't know what girls think. I wasn't a girl. I wish I was, though. You know what I'm saying? But actually, I don't wish I was a girl. But it's all good. It's all good. Speaking of girls, don't be jacking off dudes with long-ass fingernails. Pokey. And don't get jewelry on that shit. Like, it's like click, click, click. And your dick's like right there. And you're like, oh, sharp. Oh, my knob. Please, don't have long fingernails while jacking off a dude. Just suck his fucking dick. I'd rather have your teeth than your fucking plastic ass made in fucking wherever nails. I gotta relax sometimes, guys. I'm a wild boy. Wow. Oh, we should get like a wild animal noise, dude. like a fucking lion going, you know what I'm saying? But I'm a wild boy. But people like wild boys. Steve-O, Chris Pontius, wild boys. I'm a wild boy. Don't jack off with long fingernails. Bitches, all right? Oh, he says bitches. That's why the most, you know what, my YouTube tells me the majority of the sex who watches me is mostly dudes. So they're probably like, oh, this motherfucker crazy. And the girls probably watch me like, oh my God, this is how guys talk. No, this is how I talk. All right. Don't blame other dudes because of me. That's racist. You're gonna blame all the tigers because one tiger attacked somebody? No. Fuck Joe Exotic. Mullet ass, having ass motherfucker. Y'all remember that documentary when it shows the dude react to the dude getting shot in the fucking head? And he's like, I tripped out when I saw that shit, dude. I was like, oh my God, I felt it. I know I'm horrible for making fun of that, but who gives a fuck? My son needs to watch something when he gets older. Whoa, my dad was crazy. Yeah, Dad, you're funny. I'm showing my friends. Oh, man, that's kind of, wow, I won't impress kids. What's wrong with me? Hey, kids. Oh, you know what? It brings me to my next topic, guys. A lot of topics today. Quick at ya. Some people are like, you're too fast-paced. Well, are you fucking slow-minded? That's what it is. Sorry, I'm quick-witted and I have things to say one after another because I have a fucking brain with full of thoughts. No, I'm not like, man, yeah, you go too fast sometimes. You go from one topic to another topic. Blah, 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 blah. Why don't you start reading a fucking book or fucking doing some meth and catch the fuck up? Why? But anyway, sorry if that hurt your feelings and you turn this off, then sorry, you probably just didn't hear me say sorry. But either way, be quick with it. Just pay attention. Don't try to put, like, listen to me with headphones on. Don't listen to me in a speaker where other people are, because then you'll be like, oh, they'll be judging the shit out of you too. Like, oh my God, you listen to this? This guy's so fucking ugh. I'm not trying to be ugh, ladies, but just don't jack off dudes with long fingernails. That's ugh. You'd be wiping your ass and that shit, and you don't think there's crusties left over on your fucking fingernails, bitch? I doubt you washing your fucking nails that good, bitch. Anyway. Oh yeah. Dude. I don't fuck with people that are overly into kids. I've said this before, but like, if you want to work with kids, just relax. Like, oh, I really like working with kids, man. It's just my passion. Oh, and then every time you're at a barbecue and someone brings their kid, like, oh, that's your kid? Oh, get off. Well, just, if you're that person, just stop. Just stop that, especially if I'm around, because I'm going to be looking at you like a fucking pedophile, bro. All right? Even that girl, see, it's fucked up, because females, if they don't do that, I don't care. Because females, like, that makes sense. But dudes, men rape. Women, they don't really rape. They do, but they're not, you know, like men. It's for real. Name one famous woman rapist besides the one in Antoine Fisher that was sucking on homeboy's little dick when he's a kid. None. And that was a movie about a true story, so it actually happened. But that was like in the 70s when love was love, dude. That's fucked up. You can't see my eyes, so you guys think I'm like being serious about this shit. But anyway, yeah, I lost where I was, but I want you guys to know a little couple things about me, guys. I connect with a lot of people. You know, different types of people. I'll be at parties and I'll know who I vibe with first. And the people I vibe with are black people, gay people, and nerds. The only reason I vibe with those people is because they just get me. You know, they get my rough around the edges self. You know what I'm saying? But the people I don't vibe with, and you think I would, are chubby people or some stoners. Because some stoners are a little, oh, I'm too stonery. Oh, I fucking, nah, dude, I don't smoke chronic, dude. I don't smoke weed, dude. I just fucking vape and fucking take fucking dabs, dude. I don't smoke flower, dude. Ew, dude. Nah, concentrates, dude. It's all about concentrate. Shut the fuck up. Concentrate on this dick, white boy. It's always usually a white kid, too. It's never like a Mexican dude being like, hey, I only do dab. This thing. It's never that. Or never a black dude being like, hey, man, I only do that. I only do dabs, cuz. No, you only smoke blunts, motherfucker. Sorry, that's racist. Huh? But it's true, motherfucker. I never seen a black dude with a pipe ever, dude. I never seen any of my black homies. I never seen them pop out a pipe like, yo, with burner bowl. Never. You don't fucking see that shit. The only kind of glass pipe they might have is a fucking bong at their house. Like, even, like, yeah, you won't see it. I mean, Mexicans have pipes. Hey, yes, I got a pipe. I got a joint. I got an apple. Pop cans. Oh, you know, they'd be smoking out of anything. White people, though, they'd be having that future shit. Yo, bro, check out my fucking dab, bro. Like, you know, like, Jesus, sorry. Oh, you could smoke your flower, bro. I don't want to smoke it. I'll just be dabbing it up, bro. Sorry. That's just how they sound to me, dude. But, yeah, I connect with the blacks, the gays, and the nerds, because most of all the nerds, because they're like, oh, dude, sweet Naruto hoodie, bro. You watch? I'm like, yeah, I watch Naruto, bitch, and My Hero Academia, bitch, and Dragon Ball Z, bitch. If some of you are old, it's anime. It's like Asian cartoons, so I'm kind of an incel. Like, and if you don't know what incel means, it means like you're an involuntary celibate because you just can't get pussy. But I'm not an incel because I can get pussy, you know what I'm saying? No homo. I could get dick, too. I could get all of that. I can get dick, cats, animals, fucking tulips, flowers, cactus. You name it, I can get it. Cause I got fucking trays, weed, cocaine, coffee, poop, all that shit. Actually, I can't get drugs. I was lying about that. Like, cocaine? Ugh. I don't know what I'm saying, but it's okay. Life. You know, that's what this is about. This is called In the Blur with JP. Let me break that down for you guys. This is going to be a little different episode. I have a lot of energy in me today. I have anger. Usually I come at these with anger, talking shit. I was talking about Eric earlier, thinking I wish I had I want to fucking get a Patreon so I could say what I want and without any regard for you. Not you, but you. No, scoot over. No, not you. Not you watching me. This other you, yeah. Fuck you, all right? I know you watch this shit, bitch. Actually, I don't know who I'm talking to, but anyway, fuck you. But also, not you, but I love all of you, but that one you, maybe three of you right there. You three, four, 10 of you motherfuckers right here. Like, fuck you, 10. Well, Oh, that sucks if everyone thinks they're one of the 10 people and they all stop watching. I'm just joking. Like I said, this is just all bullshit. This is me just talking shit, being crazy, like being as free as I can, the only way I can without having to structure a joke together. If you saw me do stand-up, it's a different thing. I'm still kind of a condescending dickhead, and I still talk like this, and I'm kind of a smartass. But I'm also more white when it comes to my delivery. I don't know how, any other words. I'm ignorant, bro. White, all right, or educated. I sound more educated, you know, when I do my stand-up. But that's okay. Educated. Uneducated, you know, it's all good, dude. I know this podcast is rambly as shit today, but it's all right. But I just want you guys to know I connect with nerds, not chubby people, because chubby people are fucking like, I'll never want to stand next to a chubby person, like, that's like bigger than me, because then it's like, oh, we all hang out together, just hey guys, what brownies did you eat today? Nah, fuck that, get your fat ass away from me, dog. If I go to, like, a brunch or some shit, I don't be fucking sitting next to the fucking food table. I'll, like, eat before I go to a brunch, so I don't fucking... This is very insecure to me. I don't want to eat in front of people sometimes, because I'm like, oh, man, I'm chubby. I better not be eating, looking like a little winky, like, you know, a little pig. You know, that's what people think sometimes. You know? I mean, I judge fat people, so I'm judging myself at the same time. Just so you know, when I judge people... I'm making sure I don't do that because I'm like, oh, I've done that, blah blah blah. Don't do that. Like, I judge myself more than I judge people. I'm like, you ate McDonald's? You fucking suck dick? You fucking let a dude blow you? You did meth one time? You fucking jack off to bisexual porn sometimes and watch the guy suck dick? You know? Ew! Well, I like when the girl and the guy are doing it, and the girl's like, fucking suck it, you fucking pussy. And he's like, oh, I love you. You know? Sucio. I'm dirty, dog. It's all right. Wild boy, bro. But what? Would you guys rather me be authentic and be truthful? So when you even fucking meet me in real person, you're like, yo, Josh, you're actually you all the time. You're not just some like dude that's putting on an act. This is why I'm always trying to be as everything I say in my head, I just try to tell you guys so I don't have to tell you in public. Because I've had interactions where I try to be as open as I can in public with certain people. And they're like, yo, man, you need to class it up a little bit. You need to act your age. I'm like, and I was like 29 when they told me that. And I'm like, yo, okay, I'm 29, 30 years old. I'm like one third through my life or whatever, 90. I don't think I'll live to 90, but look, I'm still young, dude. Look at me. Look at this fucking face, dude. Fucking child trafficking, dude. Take me, you know? I'm fucking young. 40 is even young. Like, we're young, dude. I'm supposed to know everything I need to know right now. I'm 30 years old. You expect me to have all the knowledge I'm supposed to have to be a fucking human being and be successful right now? How? How the fuck? Oh, I should just know it all at 30, huh? And just fuck it. The rest of my life, I just know it all. No, I don't know it all. So let me fucking grow. Let me figure out when I say dumb shit and I say dumb shit and it gets me in trouble, blah, blah, blah. I learn from it. Fuck, I'm growing up. What the fuck? Are you finished learning and growing as a person? Are you? Oh, wait, I can't hear you. Comment, bitch, because no, you're probably not. All right? Fuck. Oh, fucking white people, man. I don't know, guys, but I don't know. Try the gray stuff. It's delicious. You don't believe us. Ask the dishes. Guys, a couple more things. Don't get caught in the scroll. I do it all the time. Me and Eric were talking about it the other day. You'll be on your phone and like you'll be trying, even watching you'll be doing other stuff that's already in front of your eyes with the screen and you just like start scrolling, whatever you're scrolling. I'm not going to pick an app. You pick an app. Tinder, blah, blah, blah. That's swiping. But anyway, I swipe too. I used to swipe. Whatever. Anyway, just don't get lost in the scroll, guys. It takes so much time and you don't absorb anything from it. You don't learn. Unless you're like following like stuff that's actually educational and like worth it, then just stop scrolling. It's hard. Scroll for like 10, do like five scrolls. One, two, dope. Three, okay. Four, dope. Five. You can see a lot of stuff. I'm sorry, I burped right now. You can see a lot of stuff in five scrolls. This motherfucker's scrolling right now. Is he counting his scrolls? I don't know. I'm looking at him, but I'm not sure if he knows I'm looking at him, but it's cool. But anyway, don't get lost in the scroll, guys. And another thing, guys, I just want you to know, I mean, this podcast is about to wrap it up pretty soon in a minute. We got a little surprise for you guys today, but I just want you guys to know to be yourself. Don't try to put up, like, you can be professional at a job and still be who you are. You can be a professional at school, in front of your family, anywhere. This has nothing to do specific with my life. It's more of just, I want people to be comfortable with who they are. Because I used to struggle with that shit. It may not seem like it right now, but dude, I used to be like, someone called me weird once and I got hurt about it. But I know I'm a weird motherfucker. Look at the stuff I talk about. And you guys are still watching, so I appreciate that. I hope you guys always make it to this part of the episode where I'm actually, like, a good person and fucking be sympathetic and stuff and whatever. I appreciate all you coming here from Instagram. Comment, say something, fuck, talk to me. Let me know you're watching. Let me know what you, like, think is funny and all that. I mean, we're going to get a beat going in like, a bit, but we just want you all to know we love y'all. In the blur with JP, and just wipe your ass. Buy natural body soap. Use chapstick. And let's fucking hit this shit, dog. Yo, they call me young fella. I heard what you had to say. No, I didn't. I don't listen every day. I see you talk shit and fucking complain. I don't give a fuck about a motherfucker, man. Everybody on this earth is a fucking stain. A waste of life. So am I. My kid is too. And you and him and her. We all fucking suck. Who gives a fuck? All you motherfuckers wanna walk in and get snuffed. Get hit by a train. I don't care today. Get ran over by a plane. You so lame. Didn't your mom teach you to look both ways? Damn, you motherfuckers dumb. What I say, you dumb. You dumb. You really fucking dumb. You dumb. I'm dumb. He dumb. We stupid. I don't give a fuck. I get shot by Cupid. I fall in love, man. I'm so stupid. I fall in love. I'm so stupid. Why'd I do it? I killed Cupid. I took his dick. I put it in his tummy. I told him, you better run, I'm about to be coming. I choked Cupid while I was fucking busting. I bust on his face, I did it every day. I don't give a fuck, motherfucker, fuck Cupid. So what? He's not a guy. He's a he, she, so that don't make me good gay. That makes me a crazy motherfucker. Yeah, I'll fuck anything that walks my way. I don't give a fuck. I told you this. You motherfuckers suck. That's the truth. I don't need no booth. I told you, I'ma burn all your motherfuckers like you fucking Jews. I said it, bitch, cause I'm fucking wild. I'll say what I want and I'll say it without a fucking smile. I don't care, I have no hair. I look at you, fuck your stare. I see you mad, but it's okay. All you motherfuckers wanna laugh and fucking point all day. But you don't do shit, you just sit and sit. You go home and wish you can just suck a tit. That's all you want, that's all you get. You can't get nothing. You motherfuckers ain't shit, y'all dust to me. I brush you off, I tell you this. I don't got only a joint, I got a pipe, bitch. Yeah, and I smoke, I drink what's in my styrofoam. It's water, coffee and water. Come on, homie, tryna be better, tryna be smarter. Lil Wayne, he's the Carter. It wouldn't be a rap if I didn't fart. I'll be smart, hopefully one day. Y'all already know my motherfucking name is J to the P. Y'all, bow down, I love you for listening. I don't got no crown, but I got a gown, a wedding gown. I burned it in a fire. I don't give a fuck about a motherfucker. Bow down, bitch. Actually, I am your sire. I'm your god. Yes, I am. Please bow down and rub my body with some ham. Honey smoked, to be precise. Cut it, yeah, in a thin slice. JP, dude. In the blur. Hope you have a good one. Stay tuned for more. Episode 22 and still growing. Give Eric a round of applause, please. White boys.